YouTube is ready to force creators to come clean about generative AI content in their videos or face account suspension. What does this mean for the YouTube creator community? Find out on today's AI Roundup. What up, y'all? Phil Buck here, host of AI Roundup, your weekly digest of all things AI related. And last week, while I was recording my latest video about the new GPT-4 feature, My GPTs, YouTube dropped a bomb that will be requiring creators to disclose the use of generative AI content that appears realistic in their videos, or they could have their videos removed or worse, face demonetization or account suspension. Now, there's many questions that arise from these reports, but the facts at the time of this recording are basically this. YouTube will require creators to disclose the use of generative AI in videos, particularly those that look realistic or altered. Creators must indicate if their content contains altered or synthetic material with new options for labeling such content during upload. This includes AI-generated videos depicting events or actions that didn't happen. There will be an enhanced focus on sensitive topics like elections, conflicts, public health crises, or content about public officials. Failure to disclose AI use in these cases may lead to content removal or other penalties. YouTube will inform viewers about synthetic content through a new label on the description panel and, in some cases, a prominent label on the video player. Synthetic media that violates YouTube's community guidelines, such as realistic violence, will still be removed even if labeled, which is just, you know, they're saying AI doesn't get around the normal community guidelines. YouTube will allow requests for removal of AI-generated content that simulates identifiable individuals, including their face or voice. Decisions on removal will depend on factors like parity, public interest, and the identity of the individual. Music partners can request the removal of AI-generated music mimicking an artist's voice. Decisions will be based on factors like news reporting and synthetic vocal critique. And in addition to new policies on AI-generated content, YouTube disclosed they use a combination of AI and human reviewers for content moderation, with AI improving the speed and accuracy in deleting policy violations. And I have mixed feelings about this because I've had plenty of experiences with bots that moderate on platforms like Facebook, and they don't always work great. So I'll be curious to see what the public outcry is like after much more time has passed with this kind of AI moderation in place. So another important thing is that these new policy updates will be rolling out over the next couple of months and into the new year. So that means much of the AI-generated content that's out there and that's still getting created is going to get a pass for a while. You know, I'm glad to see that many of the issues that we've touched on in previous episodes of AI Roundup are being, you know, discussed with these new content moderation policies, from stories like AI-generated political ads about Joe Biden to the ghostwriter, the composer who, you know, made that viral Drake and The Weeknd song Hard on My Sleeve. All these have been complex issues to unpack, and at least with some official content moderation rules in place, we have a foundation to work off of. For now, I'm feeling relieved that, you know, like the graphics as simple as what I have up behind me probably won't be, you know, in question for these new policies. But for those creators that have gone viral for their Balenciaga interpretations of Harry Potter or putting a Wes Anderson spin on your favorite video game, it looks like that gravy train may be coming to an end. Now, I think this is a move in the right direction, but the sad part is it basically relies on the honor system or a form of, you know, flawless enforcement that we all know it's impossible to create something like that. So what are your thoughts on these YouTube content policies? Drop me a comment or sound off in the MMN Discord. And that's our AI Roundup for today. If you enjoy what we're doing here on the show, please help me out by liking this video, drop a comment, and sub to the channel. Also, be sure to follow us on social media. We're at MSP Media TV everywhere. You can also email us news@mspmedia.tv or call 833-MSP-NETWORK to leave us a voicemail. All right, y'all, I'm Phil Buck. This has been your November 20th episode of AI Roundup, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.